You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Sport is our religion, and here is Smithy's sermon.
Well, following our chat with Pete Winchester yesterday, re the governance of rugby in this country, it was pretty obvious the rift that exists won't be mended anytime soon. It seems it's more about people and types of people than the game itself, although the game is the most important factor in the whole saga, or it should be. How the heck are they going to agree on the people, the actual people who will make up the board? Because at this stage, it seems they can't agree on the type of people who will select the type of people that they can't agree on, what they need to fit the role. Makes sense. Of course it makes sense. Is rugby now needed? Surely it is, in reasonable quantities. How rugby is played, who plays it, where it's played, and how you want it to be played. So certainly there has to be some sort of that around the table. If you're on any board, surely you must have some knowledge of your main product. Financial nous, absolutely. Bucket loads of that. You always want to be able to sustain the growth of the product, the marketing of your product, the image of your product, the now of your product, and if you care at all, the long-term future of your product. Every day we are hearing of job losses in our midst, closing downs, cutting backs, because these are not good times. They're simply not, as we look to recover from some overall mismanagement of our own. So I would imagine that's the role of some of the new board, to see if the staffing levels, payment levels of the entire rugby union are necessary and sustainable. I mean, it has to be sustainable and adequately, as they say, fit for purpose. And that would have to include player payments. Who'd be maintaining and increasing those at the moment? Only the brave. Look, I have no idea how and when this is going to be sorted and who the nine will be. The truth is, does anybody really? And how close are they, those people, selecting the people, who are going to select the people to run the country? It's big. It's important. So when are we going to sort it?